Thank the Lord for the song. Desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. The subject of the message this morning is unentangled. And for something to be unentangled, it means that something has been tangled. I've never yet unentangled something that wasn't already tangled. I'd like us to begin over in the book of Exodus in the 14th chapter. And just as to preface before we read the scripture here, if you will recall, the children of Israel had been in Egypt. And they had been enslaved by the Egyptians. They were in captivity. And one night, the Lord opened up the way and they fled for their life. Egypt is a type of sin. And wherever someone is enslaved, I would recommend running for your life. And if there's anybody that has sin in their life this morning, run for your life. Don't stay where you're at. So we find the children of Israel were running for their life. They were running from bondage. They were running from their slave masters. And that is the foundation of this passage of Scripture in the 14th chapter of Exodus. In the third verse, God had given Moses instruction. And he told them which way to go as they left Egypt. And the Lord does not leave us without instruction this morning. We are not left to our own devices. Have you ever had a tangled up extension cord? You just start pulling on it, and it made the situation worse. I think probably all of us have had that happen. Same thing with maybe fishing line. Gets tangled up, and pretty soon it is an absolute mess. The Lord did not leave us in our messes to our own devices. He came and He gives instruction to us. So He gave instruction to the children of Israel, and He told Moses, this is the way I want you to go. But this is what happened. In the third verse, He said, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. So what He's talking about is the direction the children of Israel were going to go. Pharaoh was going to look on and say, they're entangled. Now, that's not the wad of electric cord or wire or rope that gets tangled up. But in this reference, it means they were going to be trapped because the Red Sea was in front of them and the army was going to be behind them and there was nowhere they could go. So they were entrapped. They were entangled. Have you ever been in a place you didn't know which way to go? You felt trapped. I'm entangled. I don't know where. There's no escape. And that is the place that the children of Israel are going to be. And Pharaoh was going to look on it and say, okay, they're entangled. Now I can get them. And so he came after them, entangled, because the thing about it is the Red Sea was in front of them and there was no escape. The children of Israel did not have a boat. They did not have a bridge over the Red Sea. So when they got to that place, they were entangled in the land. No way out. There are situations that you might find yourself in this morning, and it seems like there is no way out of this. There's nowhere to go. There's no escape. There's no way to get out of this trap. And I've got all mixed up in this situation, and there's no way out. Do you know that's the way things look with our earthly eyes? But there is a God in heaven this morning. So let's keep reading in verse 10. When Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and they beheld the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord because they didn't know what to do. Their reality was, we have been slaves. Now we are running for our life, and we are in a position that there is no way out, and we're going to die in this place. And they were afraid. It was a very natural, earthly way, and I don't think any of us should have any stones to throw at people that are afraid in those places. So I'm not asking for a show of hands, but I wonder this morning if anyone here feels entangled. I'm trapped. It feels like there's no way out. Well, there was a God. So in verse 13, Moses said to the people, "Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you this day. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, you shall see them again, no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." There was a God that saw them when they were trapped. There was a God that saw them when there was no earthly human solution. There was a God up in heaven that saw them when all hope was gone and I'm entangled in the land. I dare say this morning that there are people that are entangled in the land. No way out. And it's bringing fear and it's bringing questions, and it seems like this might even be the end. But the word of God was, go forward. But you know, sometimes when the word of the Lord comes and says, go forward, it doesn't make sense. Because the Lord says, go forward, there is nowhere to go. I look around me and the Red Sea is all around me and the enemy is behind me and the Lord says, go forward, and that all sounds well and good, but Lord, I can't. But God wasn't done. God was not done. In the 21st verse, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. And he made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. The point is that God made a way. This morning, if you are entangled, if you are trapped in your situations of life, the Lord will make a way. There's a song that says, the Lord will make a way what? Somehow. Now, if you bring your tangles to me and I start pulling on it, you know what might happen? Might make it worse. Because I might pull on the wrong way, in the wrong way. But there is a God this morning that is able to take our tangles. There have been many times, and I know some of you have down how to fold your extension cords, and they're just right. I haven't taken the time to learn to do it right, so I spend my time untangling. So every time go get the extension cord, and I thought I wrapped it up real nice, but when all was said and done, it got tangles in it. And so you have to pull, and you have to pull it through this loop. And if you're not careful, you'll make an extra loop, and you'll have to pull differently. You all have been there, right? That's what it is with our messes sometimes, because we make messes in life. And sometimes we find ourselves in situations that it's our fault, and sometimes it's other people's, in circumstances of life, and we feel trapped. I'm entangled. And we think I'm going to solve this, and we start pulling, and it makes it worse. So what are we going to do this morning with our tangles? What are we going to do when we are entrapped and there's no way out? There is a God that can work in the impossible situations in your life today. All is not without hope. The Lord will make a way, the song says, somehow. I don't know how he does it, but the Lord has a way of getting into the most intimate areas of our life and untangling the things that have trapped us and been a snare to us. Entangled, by definition, means to be interwoven or twisted together in such a manner not to be easily extricated. Anybody have any tangles this morning? Say, there's a situation, it's just a tangled up mess. Or it may be as with the children of Israel, I'm trapped. We're entangled in the land. There is one this morning that can untangle. And I want to encourage you to come to the Lord with your tangles. And he can untangle it. I would that we leave this morning and say, I've been untangled. But we have to acknowledge where we have tangles. We have to acknowledge those areas in life that if God has twisted up and God has bound up, because when something is tangled, it's bound up. And there's nowhere for it to go. It's just a mess. And you pull it and it makes it tighter and the situation gets worse. Well, there are different types of tangles this morning. Over in the book of John in the chapter 8, in the 34th verse. John chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus answered them, and he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. If there is sin in your life this morning, you are tangled. Because sin, by definition, is something that traps us. It's like Paul when he said, I wanted to stop doing bad things in my life, but I kept doing it. Is there anything in your life this morning that you would like to stop doing and you've tried but you keep doing it? That's what sin is. That's what sin is like, the wrong things. And he said then that, and I wanted to do good and I tried to do good things, but I kept falling short of it and I couldn't do it. Jesus said, whoever commits sin is the servant of it, because sin is what has power in people's lives. This another translation says he is the slave to sin. You know, slavery is entanglement. But do you know that Jesus did not stop there? But this is where addictions in our world, there are so many addictions in our world. There's so many addictions. Do you know there's an answer this morning in Jesus Christ? I know there are people that can help, and there are certain things you can do to try to help, but there is no one that can help like Jesus Christ, because he gets into the very root of the problem. If you have something that you are addicted to this morning, of whatever nature, I want you to know it is not without hope. There is a Savior when it feels like I'm trapped. There's nowhere to go. There is a God. There is a God when you want to stop and can't stop. So in verse 36, this is the message of hope that Jesus gave. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Not just a little bit. When the Lord does a job, he does it right. And we can take our messes. I remember many a time you take the children fishing when they're little and they get things tangled up and they work on it until finally they come and they say, Dad, can you take this? And you know, somehow we normally got things untangled. Now, sometimes it took a little cutting, but we got the job done. Do you know the Lord can untangle our messes this morning? But sometimes we work and we work and we labor and labor and it gets worse and worse. Whom the Son hath made free shall be free indeed. We can bring our tangles. We can bring our addictions. We can bring our sin. We can bring the things that have been a burden to us that we feel trapped in and bring them to the Lord. And we can say, Lord, I don't know what to do. It's not like coming down to the altar. What would you imagine if we said, if you have a tangle in your life, come and pray. I would like you to come and pray this morning. If there's anybody that has a tangle in their life, I encourage you to come and pray. But sometimes we come and say, okay, Lord, here's my mess. So this is what I need you to do. I need you to pull here, and I need you to do that. And there's someone over here, I'd like you just to move them out of the way. And there's another situation here, I need a miracle here. And we start telling God how to untangle our mess. If we know how to do it, why don't we do it ourselves? It's not working. We can try in our own strength. We need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I've got a tangle, and I need help. And so, Lord, Dad, would you untangle this fishing line? Here it is. But what would you think if your little son or little daughter came up to you with their tangles and said, no, Dad, pull right here and now do this. And it's like, well, why don't you just do it then? It's because we can't. And the Lord knows that. He has compassion on us this morning, but we need to come and give it to him, and he can set you free from your tangles. the Lord can set you free from the power of sin. There are many things in this world. Over in the book of 2 Peter, in the second chapter, in the 20th verse, it was talking about those that had been unentangled and starting to get tangled again. He said, "For if they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning." The Lord does not want us to go back to our tangles. If the Lord has set you free, don't go back. Don't do the same thing. People that have repeated tangles in their life, my question always is, what happened when it got tangled? What were you doing every time when you get tangled up again? What were you doing? Don't do that again. Don't do the same thing. It keeps getting you tangled up. We can get entangled in the things of this world this morning. And there's a whole list, but open up your heart and let the Lord talk to you. What has got you trapped? What has entangled you? And it just feels like there's no way out of this. The Lord can make a way. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." If the Lord has set you free from something, walk in your freedom. Don't get entangled again. It seems like the Lord comes along and He delivers people from sin. Talking in Sunday school this morning about smoking. And we were talking about what the Bible teaches about it and the effects of it. If the Lord has delivered me from it, why would I go sit down and keep a pack of cigarettes with me everywhere I go and I say I've been set free? Why would I carry a pack of cigarettes around with me? Why would I do that? Just in case I'm in a weak moment? I need to get rid of it, don't I? If there's something that you've been entangled in and the Lord has set you free, get rid of it. It's kind of like this story I told. I had a couple, they were a couple of preacher's children among us years ago. In one of the girls, she got saved, and her brother took it upon himself to go through her closet in all of her CDs. They were tape, cassette tapes at the time, I think. He went through all of her tapes and decided he would help her out spiritually. And he took them all out, all of her bad music, and put them on the railroad tracks with a shotgun and took care of them. Do you know that's what the... No, you don't need to do that for someone else. But that's what we need to do in our life. When the Lord has delivered us and I want to walk in freedom, get rid of the things that cause the entanglement. Don't have another alternative plan. If this doesn't work out, I have my sin over here. I can always go back to it. Get rid of it. Stand fast in your liberty this morning. And don't be entangled again with the things that God has delivered us from. There are things, thinking about relationships, entangles. There are tangles the Lord can undo in relationships this morning, and I don't have all of the answers today. But there is a God that does. When we come and say, "Lord, there's a relationship in my life. There's someone, and it seems like it's a problem, and it seems like it's a perpetual issue, and I'm bound up, and I don't know what to do." There is a God in heaven that loves us that can help start untangling the messes. And it's a divine work of God. See, that's the beauty of it. It's not me giving you a list of things to follow or a recipe and say, if you do 1, 2, 3, and 4, it'll untangle your mess. There are things I say, all I can tell you is come to the Lord in humility and say, "Lord, here is my mess." The Lord can work in relationships. There are people that are tangled up with bad attitudes. Have you ever seen someone with a bad attitude? Have you ever had one? Okay, there's a few of us. Been in a place that it's like you knew that, you know what, my attitude's not right. And that's the mercy of the Lord when He shows us that. But then it causes us to get entangled. It seems like I can't escape it. It seems like it's just ever before me, and it seems like there's no way out. I just have this attitude, and I can't get rid of it. There is one that can untangle the attitudes this morning. There is one that we can come to, and when we confess and acknowledge that, Lord, I know I've got an attitude about this and it's not right. I need help, Lord. Do you know the Lord can start working on your attitude? He can give you a grace and He can untangle it. There are people this morning, one of the other things that entangles people is bitterness. Have you ever struggled with bitterness about something? Every time something came up, it just, I know there can be hurts of life. Don't misunderstand me. There's things I can think about and it hurts. But I don't have to be bitter about it. I don't have to have a wrong attitude about it. But the scripture talks about lest any root of bitterness springing up, thereby many be defiled. Areas of unforgiveness, where you've allowed unforgiveness because of how someone has hurt you. You've allowed it to get down and deep. And there can be deep hurts. But do you know when hurts happen, we've got to go to the untangler. Lord, I'm trapped. It's all twisted up and I don't know how to get out of this. The Lord can untangle it. But there are many people this morning, maybe they're free from the addictions of the world in what you might call, they've been set free from the sin of the world. And yet inside there's a root of bitterness and it's defiling and it's got you just locked up and it feels like it's just twisting you up. You know what we can do in those times? We can come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need to be untangled. I need some help, Lord. The Lord can work in your life and do for you what you cannot do for yourself this morning. Attitudes. There are lawful things that have entangled people this morning. Luke chapter 21, Jesus warned us to take heed to ourselves, let at any time our hearts be overcharged with drunkenness and surfeiting and cares of this life. And he went on to say, as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the earth. Do you notice he said, as a snare? What does a snare do? It entangles, doesn't it? One of those snares, we say, well, I'm free from drunkenness. Well, thank the Lord for that. I'm free from all the parting after the flesh. That's surfeiting. Thank the Lord for that. But what about the cares of life? There are people that are entangled with the affairs of life. Their jobs, their education, the lawful things of life is trapping them, and so they're not able to function freely like the Lord wants them to. Do you know when you get tangled up in something, you are not able to move freely? The Lord wants us to be able to move freely, that we can be here in worship service. And I'm preaching to people that are at service today. But do you realize that if we get too entangled, we wouldn't be here this morning? We all have things we could be doing. There are people that ought to be here this morning that aren't. Why? That's between them and the Lord. But the reason what happens is I'm getting too busy. I'm getting entangled with the things of life, and it starts drawing me away from being where the Lord wants me to be. I can't go do for the Lord what He wants me to do. I don't have the time to go and actively do positive things out in my community. Why? Because I'm bound to something. There's a balance in those things. See, those things are not sinful. But He said it would come as a snare. There are things in my life I've testified. There are certain things, some things that I like. If the Lord had not called me to do what I'm doing, I probably would be doing something. I know I'd be doing something very different. And so it becomes a little bit of a hobby in things. But there are times the Lord has just had me lay it down for long periods of time because it takes up too much brain space. You're getting too much. You need to back off. Are you willing to back off this morning? Is there anything that you can start getting entangled in? And the Lord says, listen, you need to get untangled. You're getting too occupied. Jesus said this would be a snare, is the lawful cares of life. I'd like to encourage us to be careful this morning, not to let those things take precedence over the importance of caring for our soul in the work that God has for us to do. We'll be done here shortly. Over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul gave Timothy, who was a young man, some instruction. And he said, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, he said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. When a soldier enlists, they are to go out and leave home, they leave their business, they leave their family, they leave everything, and they devote themselves to a cause. And so Paul was using that analogy to Timothy, and he said, if you go out to war, you don't get entangled with the things of life. What about us Christians this morning? Any places in your life that there's a tangle that's holding you back, that's binding you? The Lord wants to set us free this morning. I'd like to close over in Psalm 25:15. David said, "Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of a net." He'll pluck my feet out of the net. I can't do it. I'm trapped, and I got caught in a net, and I'm struggling, and the more you struggle, the worse it gets. You know, they have some of that razor wire fence that when you get caught in it, the more you struggle, the more it binds. And that's what sin does. It's what the world does. It's what a bad attitude does. It's what unforgiveness does. It's what bitterness does. And yes, it's what the cares of life can end up doing too. The lawful things, the things that aren't sinful, the things we need to be doing in balance. But if we're not careful, they will get us entangled, and pretty soon we find our places, and I don't know, a spot, I don't know what to do anymore. There is a God, and He can make a way out. He can make a way of escape. So as we close, we might stand and sing a song. And as we close, I just want to give a special invitation this morning. If there is anyone that feels entangled, if you have sin, if there's addiction, the Lord can set you free this morning. If it is something that maybe you've been struggling with, and it's an attitude, or there's just something in your life that's binding you up. And you know, we can be saved and have tangles. My point is, it's no disgrace, because we've all been there. And you know, I'm sure I will probably be there again if the Lord extends life, times that I come back to the Lord with my ratted mess. And I say, "Lord, I've gotten tangled up here, and I don't know what to do, and I need some help because I'm not free. I've been bound in my mind, in my heart, with the things of life. And Lord, I need you to set me free here." And the Lord is willing and able to untangle if we will give Him that right of way in our life. We might stand and have a song. Amen.